As Stevie Wonder's Fingertips was at number one, Berry Gordy was grooming even more talent for the streets of Detroit. Martha Reeves remembers how Lady Luck played a role in the start of her career.
Motown was the biggest thing in Detroit. I wanted to belong and be a part of, and decided just to be a secretary. One of my jobs were making promos for different artists, and I happened to make one for Mary Wells, who didn't show up for a session, luckily for me, because they took the track, and it was our first release called I'll Have to Let Him Go, which didn't sell but about three copies, and I think we bought all three of them.
But Martha and her Vandellas, Rosalind Ashford and Annette Beard, didn't have to wait too long for their hit. Their third release was written and produced by the up-and-coming team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland. The song was entitled Heat Wave.
The same songwriting team also composed Motown's next major hit, Can I Get a Witness, by Marvin Gaye. Marvin reminisces about that session.
Holland Dozier and Holland came to me one day and they said, gee, Marvin, well, we've got a great thing here. And I said, well, gee, I need something. You know, Diane and a couple of the other Supremes were in the studio and they said, well, let's use them for backup voices. And so Diane thought it was great. She loves that kind of thing. She's so groovy. And she said, yeah, I'd love to get on that. And so Diane and the girls did background work on that. And I went and recorded. I said, gee, man, I love it so much. I just went right in that afternoon and did Can I Get a Witness?